This is Jay Sekulow. We've got an analysis of the vice presidential debate, the focus on Libya, and the issue of abortion.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
When you take a look at what has happened just in the last few weeks, they sent the UN ambassador out to say that this was because of a protest and a YouTube video. It took the president 2 weeks to acknowledge that this was a terrorist attack. He went to the UN, and in his speech at the UN, he said 6 times he talked about the YouTube video. Look, if we're hit by terrorists, we're going to call it for what it is, a terrorist attack.
Governor Romney, before he knew the facts, before he even knew that our ambassador was killed, he was out making a political statement which was panned by the media around the world. And this talk about this weakness, I don't understand what my friend's talking about here. This is a president who's gone out and done everything he has said he was going to do. This is a guy who's repaired our alliances so the rest of the world follows us again. We did not know they wanted more security again. And by the way, at the time, we were told exactly, we said exactly what the intelligence community told us.
There were requests for extra security. Those requests were not honored. Look, this was the anniversary of 9/11. It was Libya, a country we knew we had Al-Qaeda cells there. As we know, Al-Qaeda and its affiliates are on the rise in Northern Africa. And we did not give our ambassador in Benghazi a Marine detachment. Of course there's an investigation so we can make sure that this never happens again.
I do not believe that we have a right to tell women that they can't control their body. It's a decision between them and their doctor. In my view, in the Supreme Court, I'm not going to interfere with that.
You want to ask basically why I'm pro-life? It's not simply because of my Catholic faith. That's a factor, of course. But it's also because of reason and science.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I want you to get into this conversation early. I want to hear from Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. What was your sense of the vice presidential debate last night? So, again, we want to have your comments on that. A lot of issues focusing on things that we're involved with here at the ACLJ, whether it's in national security issues like the Benghazi situation or whether it is abortion. All of that came into play yesterday. And again, we want your comments. How do you think it went? Who won? And what do you think the focus should be? And now we've got a presidential debate coming up this next Tuesday. Again, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Not surprisingly, the debate opened up with the situation in Libya because the administration is finding themselves in the middle of an unfolding political crisis. And even with that political crisis, Vice President Biden still said he did not know what was happening, number seven.
We did not know they wanted more security again. And by the way, at the time, we were told exactly, we said exactly what the intelligence community told us that they knew. That was the assessment. And as the intelligence community changed their view, we made it clear they changed their view. That's why I said we will get to the bottom of this. You know, usually when there's a crisis, we pull together. We pull together as a nation. But as I said, even before we knew what happened to the ambassador.
We have a crisis. We pull together as a nation. Really? Well, let me tell you this, Mr. Vice President. Lieutenant Colonel Andrew Wood was very clear. He asked for and demanded additional security. He did not get it. This is what also Eric Nordstrom said from the State Department, number 48.
For me and my staff, it was abundantly clear we were not going to get resources until the aftermath of an incident.
Well, there you have it. So this issue is front and center. And again, folks, who won this debate? What impact does it have? And how are these issues shaping up for you in this election? Where do you see it? Republicans, Democrats, Independents? Maybe you haven't even made up your mind yet. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Fan Bennett's with me in our offices in Washington, D.C. Fan, give me a 15-second kind of analysis here of what happened yesterday.
I think the vice president put his party in a very weird position with his comments on Libya and Iran, Jay. I think that's going to get a lot of play in the days ahead. On substance, it may have been a draw, but on style, I think the vice president had some problems.
Oh, boy, and the clash on the abortion issue was huge, too. So if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Hey, folks, last day. This is it. To sign this petition to stop funding the Middle East terrorist group, the Muslim Brotherhood, running Egypt. Go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. This is the very last day you can do this. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.
At a time when America faces serious challenges abroad, there's a new push on Capitol Hill. A call to put the brakes on U.S. funding for Egypt. A request from congressional leaders to place a hold on nearly $500 million to a country where real questions remain about whether Islamic terrorists are at the controls of the new government there. This comes as Congress holds hearings to find the truth behind the security collapse in Libya, where terrorists believed to be Al-Qaeda assassinated our ambassador and three other Americans. The fact is, the United States provides billions of dollars each year to countries that are determined to destroy America. It's time to put an end to this revenue stream to the terrorists. Add your name now to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines are jammed, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let me say this, folks. We are in our last day on this issue of building support to stop funding $1.2 billion from the government of the United States, which is our taxpayer dollars, which we're having to borrow from China to give to the Muslim Brotherhood-led government in Egypt. Now, I want to tell you something, and Than is going to verify this. Right now, Than, we're winning this debate. That money's not being released.
That money has not been released, mainly due to the objections of Congress and the American people. Jay, now I have to say, the president has overruled these objections by Congress earlier in the year, so it can be done. We have to keep our voice up. It's not like Congress objecting is an automatic thing. We've got to keep speaking out on it.
Well, I'll tell you this. I think this is going to be dramatic. I really do. That the whole impact of what you're seeing develop here with the American people supporting this so dramatically, and we've almost hit with phones. We're very close to our 175,000 phone calls. So we're going to get and phone calls and online. We're going to get to 200,000 with your help. Now this is what I need you to do, folks. If you have not yet signed this petition, do it today. This is the last day we're going to have it. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Let's grab a phone call. Then I want to get into some of the Iran discussion. We'll get into some of the abortion discussion as well.
All right, let's start with Abner calling from Texas on line two. Abner, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Abner. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. Last night when they asked Joe Biden about abortion, he slipped. He said Planned Parenthood, abortion. The thing is, Planned Parenthood and abortion are connected, and Joe Biden did make a gaffe last night. He corrected himself and got to the abortion, but after he named Planned Parenthood. So according to this administration, Planned Parenthood and abortion are connected, and that's why I think Barack Obama...
Well, let me play. We've got the sound here. Our guys did a great job getting all this together, number 44.
The next president will get one or two Supreme Court nominees. That's how close Roe v. Wade is. Just ask yourself, with Robert Bork being the chief advisor on the court for Mr. Romney, who do you think he's likely to appoint? Do you think he's likely to appoint someone like Scalia? Or someone else on the court far right that would outlaw abortion? I suspect that would happen. I guarantee you that will not happen.
Interesting. I'm glad you brought this up, Abner. Interesting slip by the vice president of Planned Parenthood abortion, because they're almost synonymous. And the reality is that's where the impact's going to be. By the way, next week on the broadcast, we're going to get into this HHS mandate, where that litigation is, how it's playing politically. We're going to give you a full analysis on that, let you know how you can take some action on it. But very, very interesting. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Who do we have next?
Let's go to Steve calling from Oregon on line 3. Steve, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning. I just wanted to comment. The administration, it appears, you include the vice president, does not seem to understand the seasons of battle in Afghanistan either. And also in regards to the taxation of the middle class, I'm scratching my head and wondering, did he even read the Obamacare plan? It didn't make much sense at all to me.
Well, you know, and it was interesting because there was not a lot on the whole Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, but there was certainly a lot on, HHS mandates, pro-life positions. We'll get into that in a little bit. But also a lot of discussion about Libya, what was going on in the Middle East. And I think one of the things we've got to put in context here is Paul Ryan made that statement, and I will see if we have this one, where he said, look at your policy. Look what you've done with this Arab Spring, this speech in Cairo, and look what has happened here. But first, let's go to bite number 31 about taxes.
Our entire premise of these tax reform plans is to grow the economy and create jobs. It's a plan that's estimated to create 7 million jobs. Now, we think that government taking 28% of a family and business's income is enough. President Obama thinks that the government ought to be able to take as much as 44.8% of a small business's income. Look, if you taxed every person in successful small business making over $250,000 at 100%, it'd only run the government for 98 days.
I mean, this, I thought, you know, where Joe Biden made a mistake was arguing with Paul Ryan on numbers and math. To me, that was just absolutely ridiculous, and I think you saw some of that happening there, so that kind of answers the tax question. Dan, what was your impression of that? That when they got into specific numbers and issues like that, I thought Paul Ryan was strong. Listen, but Joe Biden, I thought he did his job, which was to motivate the Democratic base, although oftentimes it was pretty obnoxious.
Yeah, I think on substance, Jay, it's probably going to be a draw. Each base person's base is probably going to think they did okay, but you're right. You can't argue with Paul Ryan on the numbers. He knows them better than anyone else. I do think something the vice president's going to have a problem on, when Paul Ryan was talking about taxes, when he was also talking about Libya and Iran, the vice president kept laughing at those issues, and I actually think that demeanor, that's probably going to impact him the most with undecided voters. I think, you know, on substance, they're probably both going to score okay, but you got to take these issues seriously, and I think Paul Ryan came across as more serious on them than the vice president.
I actually don't think this moves the needle much on the general election, but I do think that actually helps Governor Romney because he came out so strong previously on this. Let me play a soundbite for you that deals with the issue of Afghanistan. This is Paul, not just Afghanistan, the whole Middle East policy. Because I think one of the themes that came through on this was that the president's policy, and I've been saying this for a long time, folks, and I trace it to Cairo, the Cairo speech. The fact is, the policy's unraveling. Listen to number 3.
This Benghazi issue would be a tragedy in and of itself, but unfortunately, it's indicative of a broader problem. And that is what we are watching on our TV screens is the unraveling of the Obama foreign policy, which is making the world more chaotic and us less safe.
You know, I've got coming up on the broadcast later in the second 30 minutes, I've got Danny Danone. We just interviewed him moments ago, and he's talking about how dangerous the Arab Spring has become since the Cairo speech. Yet Madeleine Albright is out, folks. I want you to hear this. Madeleine Albright is out asking that we give money, $1.2 billion, to Egypt without conditions. Now, that Egyptians have already said this is the Muslim Brotherhood-led government. They have already said they want to buy 6 submarines from Germany. Do you think that's for peaceful purposes? I sure don't. So do we want to borrow $1.2 billion from the Chinese and then give it to the Muslim Brotherhood so they can buy weapons? I don't think so. Again, folks, last day for you to sign on to this brief. The number is 1-877-989-2255, or rather the petition. This is to stop this funding, and so far we're carrying the day. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Fan, who's next?
Let's go to Jennifer calling from Texas on line 2. Jennifer, you're on the air.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. please don't hate me, GOP, for saying this. I am the only non-Democrat in my family, and I'm only going to tell you what I hear from family,
sure,
friends and others, which I don't agree with, but this way here. I hear from the elderly that they are so completely satisfied with not having to pay copays on their Medicare, which has been a problem in the past.
Right.
The poor, the minorities, I think that they either don't watch the television or they just don't care. I think it's more towards the beginning because they're all busy with their iPods and their music videos and whatever else gets them off.
You know, I think you're right. The elderly are concerned, but I thought that actually Paul Ryan did a very effective job on that last night when it came to dealing with the whole Obamacare, where the money's coming from, and then dealing also with the making very clear that the plan that they're putting forward is for 55 and over. Let's take a listen to number 27. This is the statement about the hands in the cookie jar. Where's that money coming from for Social Security?
They got caught with their hands in the cookie jar, turning Medicare into a piggy bank for Obamacare. Their own actuary from the administration came to Congress and said, one out of six hospitals and nursing homes are going to go out of business as a result of this.
So, I mean, this is, I think, where you come back to your friends that are disagreeing with you, Jennifer. Well, obviously, we don't tell anybody how to vote here. But in the dialogue, I think you got to point out the facts for everybody on all sides of this. And I thought that's where Paul Ryan was effective yesterday. I thought Biden motivated his base. Paul Ryan was effective with real facts and figures. The debate was probably a draw, which probably goes to the plus for Governor Romney in my view of things. All right, we're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let's try to get one in really quickly here, Than, before the break. If you want to talk to us, 800-684-3110.
All right, Bob from California is on line 6. Bob,
hey,
you're
Bob.
On the air.
Hi, Bob.
Yes, with Obama, you know, he's borrowing that money from China.
Yes, sir.
And what about America, you know? How come he's not taking care of us? And
well, here's the reality of this. We're going to borrow another $1 billion from the Chinese government so that we can then borrow it, which means you and I have to pay it back, and then we're going to give it to the Muslim Brotherhood-led government in Egypt. Now, it's interesting. China has a direct relationship with Egypt. Why don't they just give them the money? I'll tell you why China's not giving the money, because they know the Egyptian government's not going to pay it back, but they know the United States will be forced to. So this is why, folks, you know, look at the nexus here. China, the Muslim Brotherhood-led government in Egypt. We've got a serious problem, and that's where you come in. I want to encourage you, as we go to the break right now, I need everybody that has not signed on to this petition to stop this funding to the Muslim Brotherhood. We're winning this, folks, but we need your help. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Now, everyone that has not signed this petition, you need to do it right now. This is the last day to do it. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And when you're on the website at ACLJ.org, sign up for our social media, Twitter, Facebook. We've got a lot of articles written about these issues. Go to them, review them. Again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Take a stand right now.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. At a time when America faces serious challenges abroad, there's a new push on Capitol Hill, a call to put the brakes on U.S. funding for Egypt, a request from congressional leaders to place a hold on nearly $500 million to a country where real questions remain about whether Islamic terrorists are at the controls of the new government there. This comes as Congress holds hearings to find the truth behind the security collapse in Libya, where terrorists believed to be Al-Qaeda assassinated our ambassador and three other Americans. The fact is, the United States provides billions of dollars each year to countries that are determined to destroy America. It's time to put an end to this revenue stream to the terrorists. Add your name now to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
I can do anything better than you.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
All right, to be honest, let's be honest here. The debate, I mean, it's, you know, I have to watch this stuff, and obviously it's important that we get the information out to you. But I also will tell you that from time to time, Pam allowed me to make a quick switch to watch the Baltimore Orioles beat the New York Yankees yesterday, so it goes to Game 5 in New York. And the Washington Nationals won as well, Fan, so we could see a kind of, if things keep going, and they both teams win, we could have kind of a Beltway series right there in Washington, Baltimore.
Yeah, that'd be great. I have to
and
tell
people,
you, I'm a
I think
Cubs
we're switching
fan.
Off the debate to go there, by the way. But
well, and not only that, Capitol Hill emptied yesterday about mid-afternoon, Jay, and it's probably going to late this afternoon again.
Yeah, well, it's a big – the game's at – not to get everybody looking at the games, but the game's at 5 o'clock today for Baltimore, 8 o'clock tonight for the Washington Nationals. So, be very interesting. Anyways, we're going to get right back to it. Talking about interesting, Iran. Joe Biden, the Vice President of the United States, doesn't think Iran's such a big deal. Listen to number 13.
We will not allow the Iranians to get a nuclear weapon. What Bibi held up there was when they get to the point where they can enrich uranium enough to put into a weapon. They don't have a weapon to put it into. Let's all calm down a little bit here. Iran is more isolated today than when we took office. It was on the ascendancy when we took office. It is totally isolated.
Calm down. I mean, the person that needs to be calming down and thinking about this is the Vice President of the United States, because the Israelis are facing an existential threat through Iran. We're going right back to our phones. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Who do we have next, Dan?
Let's go to Kenny calling from California. Been holding a long time. Kenny, you're on the air.
Hi, Kenny.
Yeah, I watched the debates, and I kind of thought that Romney should have pushed the envelope a little bit more.
That Ryan should have put the – say you said Romney. You meant Ryan.
Ryan should have pushed the envelope a little bit more on Obamacare, because the facts are that I've been hearing that it's going to cost $1.5 trillion.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting that you said that, because there was some discussion on Obamacare, but not a lot. Now, Paul Ryan did say this. Let's listen to number 23.
Look what Obamacare does. Obamacare takes $716 billion from Medicare to spend on Obamacare. Even their own chief actuary at Medicare backs this up. He says you can't spend the same dollar twice. You can't claim that this money goes to Medicare and Obamacare.
So, I mean, there was some discussion on this stand, but it certainly did not carry as much. But I think it's because these were the VP's candidates, not the president, won the top of the ticket, and that was some of the difference.
Yeah, it didn't carry the main theme, Jay, but I thought actually Paul Ryan did a good job staying kind of what he's an expert on. That's the overall budget. He did a good job saying this is how Obamacare would impact the budget. And by the way, the president hasn't had a budget. He hasn't had a plan. He's only had a speech in the last 3 years, and you can't score a speech. So at least he said, listen, we have a plan. This is how we'll do it. And frankly, I think he was wise to sort of stay in that sweet spot for him.
We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me mention that today is the last day for you to sign on to our petition to stop this funding of the Muslim Brotherhood-led government in Egypt of $1.2 billion money, as I said, we're borrowing from the Chinese. Here's the good news. So far, we're carrying the day, and that's important. But to do this and to continue this fight, we need to get to 200,000 signatures. I led, actually, Danny Danone from the Israeli government. He's the deputy speaker of the Israeli Knesset, which is their parliament. I let him know today that we were approaching 170,000 signatures, which obviously is encouraging to them. They don't want that money going to Egypt because they know what's going to happen is the Egyptian government led by Morsi, Muslim Brotherhood-backed government, will be taking that money and buying weapons from Germany, of all places, submarines, which we will then use against guess who? Well, it's not going to be for peaceful purposes. So we're going to give them money to buy weapons to use against Israel and the United States. We shouldn't be doing that. So we've heard from hundreds of you today. Again, this is the last day to sign that petition. I encourage you to do so at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And we're going right back to the phones.
Let's go to Alan calling from Washington on line 6. Alan, you're on the air.
Hi, Alan. Yes, sir.
Yeah, how much, what percentage are you claiming that abortion, that Planned Parenthood provides?
Well, they actually spend about $350 million a year, more than that actually, on abortion. They get that, they get money from the federal government. They're the largest abortion provider in the world.
That's not true.
Oh, they're not? Well, who's bigger than Planned Parenthood? Who's a larger abortion provider than Planned Parenthood?
Well, Planned Parenthood only, 3% of their...
Hey, Fan, we've got the numbers. We know what they spend on abortion. They are in the abortion... Alan, do you deny that they are in the abortion industry?
Government. They are not allowed to use federal funds.
All right, well, let me explain something to you, how it works, Alan. They don't take the federal funds and use it for abortion, but it frees up their other funds that they would have had to spend to use on abortion, and they also charge for their abortion services. And we've got the data. We've analyzed the data. Go ahead, Than. Let's lay it out because
these are Planned Parenthood's own numbers, Jay. About 332,000 pregnant women come into a Planned Parenthood abortion facility every year. 325,000 of them end up with an abortion. Only about 7,000 of those women take that baby to term, and 800 are referred for adoptions. If that is not an abortion business model, then nothing is.
No, it is. And, I mean, Vice President Biden, he tied it together, the abortion Planned Parenthood. He blipped. Let's play that soundbite again where I want to listen to what he said. Here it is.
The next president will get one or two Supreme Court nominees. That's how close Roe v. Wade is. Just ask yourself, with Robert Bork being the chief advisor on the court for Mr. Romney, who do you think he's likely to appoint? Do you think he's likely to appoint someone like Scalia or someone else on the court far right that would outlaw abortion? I suspect that would happen.
There you go. He says outlawed Planned Parenthood and abortion. Alan, unfortunately, they're synonymous. Planned Parenthood is in the abortion industry. They lead the abortion industry. And the vice president kind of slipped up on that one yesterday. And disparaging Robert Bork, who's a brilliant jurist, and Antonin Scalia, another brilliant Supreme Court justice. I mean, come on. I mean, that's not going to fly. But, again, I understand the vice president was playing to his base, and I think he probably was effective reassuring the base that they can debate after the performance that President Obama had last week. I expect, and Than, what's your comments on this, that President Obama is going to come out pretty strong on Tuesday.
Well, he didn't last week. At least the vice president did that last night, Jay. I think that's why you think it was a draw. The vice president debates never really moved the needle that much anyway. But I have to tell you, if the president doesn't come out more forcefully this week, he's in a whole lot of trouble.
All right, folks, we're going to be taking more of your calls in the next segment of the broadcast. So at 1-800-684-3110, you keep calling. We will grab the phone calls from you. 1-800-684-3110. Now, here's what we've got. This is the last day to get your name on this petition to stop this funding going from our taxpayer dollars, money we're having to borrow from the Chinese government, to give to the Egyptian government that is now led by Morsi, who is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. It is a Muslim Brotherhood-led government. The head of the Muslim Brotherhood yesterday called for the annihilation of Israel. That is in their charter. They want $1.2 billion, which Madeleine Albright says needs to go forward without any conditions. Why? Because that's the only way we'll maintain influence. They're going to take that and buy weapons. They want 6 submarines from Germany. Who do you think they're going to use that against? I think you know the answer to that question. So here's what we want you to do. If you've not signed this petition, this is it, folks. Last day for you to do so. I want to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, or you can call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign the petition there. I also encourage you, make an online gift to ACLJ. Really helps us keep this broadcast on the air and keeps us in this fight. So ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to take a stand against this funding of the Muslim Brotherhood.
The fact is, the United States provides billions of dollars each year to countries that are determined to destroy America. It's time to put an end to this revenue stream to the terrorists. Add your name now to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.